There will be two federal investigations of what went wrong with the Kulluk, the 266-foot Shell drilling rig that went adrift in the Gulf of Alaska and ended up on the rocks off the outer coast of Kodiak Island. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
One of the investigations was ordered by the Interior Department, and a second was ordered by the U.S. Coast Guard's 17th District Commander, Thomas Ostebo, today. He called for a formal marine casualty investigation of the incident, including engine failures, the loss of tow, and the decision to tow the rig south during storm season in the Gulf of Alaska. The investigation could take up to a year, though Ostebo asked to have it completed within 4 months. Coast Guard spokeswoman Lieutenant Veronica Kolbath says the investigation will look at Shell, its contractors, and the Coast Guard itself.
All parties, the investigating officer will look at all factors associated with the incident. That could be from the cause of the accident, looking at the full scope of all towing vessels, towing equipment, procedures, and personnel involved.
The probe was recommended by the incident's on-scene coordinator, Captain Paul Mailer. It'll be run by an investigator from New Orleans.
The investigating officer is Commander Joshua McTaggart, and he's with the National Center of Expertise in New Orleans, and he'll be working with investigators from Coast Guard Sector Anchorage who will assist him.
Also involved in that probe will be the National Transportation Safety Board and the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, an agency set up after the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf of Mexico to separate the enforcement duties of the Interior Department from its oil and gas leasing activities. In a separate but related move, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar promoted Tommy Boudreau to Acting Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management and put him in charge of an assessment of Shell's past drilling season, including, among other things, the Kulluk incident, the inability to equip a spill response barge, and the many safety and propulsion issues surrounding the drilling rig Noble Discoverer. Boudreau runs the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management in charge of awarding permits for drilling. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith says the company wants answers, too.
And I think it's fair to say we're shaking our own heads a bit. We know we have a commitment to go above and beyond. We've made a huge investment in technology. And as we've talked about over the years, we have a lot of experience working in the Arctic. So why are we getting in our own way? We don't know the complete answer to that yet. But I promise you, no one here is going to rest well until we have a better answer.
Appearing on the public radio call-in show Talk of Alaska, Smith admitted that Shell's performance has not been satisfactory.
These events are something, of course, we take extremely seriously. And while we are relieved that there appears to be no harm to people, no harm to the environment, we're just very sorry that it happened in the first place. Frankly, Alaskans expect better from Shell, and so do we.
Any investigation of the Kulluk is likely to focus heavily on the engine failures experienced by the tug Ivik while it was towing it on New Year's Eve. Smith says once that tow line went slack, they were never able to restore complete control.
Right after the Ivik lost power, it's fair to say that we never got a perfect purchase on the Kulluk again, or a really good tow line, the way you would in, say, calm water or in port. It really all started, in my mind, when the Ivik lost its ability to propel itself.
Once the crew was lifted from the tossing rig by helicopter, all chance to restore control was gone because there was nobody aboard the rig to secure the tow line. The tug Ivik has four engines, and all four of them failed. The Coast Guard allowed the tug to return to service once new fuel injectors and filters had been installed, and the engines have been fine since. Environmental groups responded to the announcement of the probes by once again calling on the Obama administration to stop granting drilling permits for the Arctic Ocean. Greenpeace said it has delivered 100,000 signatures to the White House demanding an end to offshore Arctic drilling. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.